Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. Yay! All right, well, we're back with another exciting Ask Angelo podcast, How to Meet Men. This is a wonderful question that lots of people ask, so let's get started on the solutions. One reader writes, Dear Angelo, what's the best way to make more friends? I try to go online, the gym, Starbucks, and the bars, but nothing seems to work. I can't even get dates. Most guys aren't that friendly. What do you suggest? Signed, Desperately Seeking Sincerity. And I responded, Dear Desperately Seeking Sincerity, I was recently serving for jury duty, which is a couple of days in New York City, and I was struck by how much people kept to themselves. I mean, I returned over and over to the same room of about 150 people for 2 days, and there was virtually no interaction. People were more interested in their cell phones, their iPods, their Blackberries or Palm Pilots, and MacBooks than they were in talking. I thought if this were a playground and we were all kids, then things might be different. Often as young children, Hi, my name's Joe, want to be my friend? Is all it takes. What happens to our openness, I wondered, as we grow? I wondered how many adults sitting there wanted to make friends, but just didn't. I knew there were a lot of guys I wanted to meet, but nothing happened. Surely something seemed to be inhibiting everybody. I felt sad as I sort of sat there and reflected. And I'm telling you this because I want you to know that it's not you and you're not alone. I think it's something in our culture. We have a lot of fear in our culture. And, you know, there's something definitely to that. I think a way out of this is getting your mind out of the idea of where do I go to meet men, that there's actually a place, because I don't think there is. I think you make friends and find dates by doing things that interest you, and you have to do them on a consistent basis over a period of time, where you'll encounter the type of guys with the qualities that you want. So it's not, again, about asking where do I go to meet men, but rather what do I like to do? So, for example, if I like meditation, then I may want to commit myself to attending a gay yoga class every Sunday at 1 o'clock for several months. And there, it's likely that I'm going to meet other fit, warm-hearted men that I'm interested in. So, essentially, I think that there are three key ingredients. One is to get involved in a variety of things that you really like to do. Two, choose things that meet regularly for a period of time, preferably weekly. And three, pick things that have gay men in them. Equally important, though, is putting yourself out there with confidence and introducing yourself to others as you go about these activities. And you have to keep a pleasant demeanor, stay open, be outgoing, and you have to give it time. You have to be patient, and you sort of sit back and watch all that comes your way. You know, cultivating relationship is kind of like a garden. It's sort of not instant. It's not like that chia pet thing where you put some water on it and boom, there it is. You know, you have to plant the seeds and first you have to cultivate the land, and then you have to plant the seeds and water and de-weed and get enough sunlight. And it's only in the fall that you get this harvest. So cultivating relationships takes similar patience, and it's a little bit of at a time and more self-disclosure each time in pieces. And relationships sort of are built more like that. And in terms of what do you do once you meet someone, like what do you say, I think you just need to be you. I think that's the best advice I can give. I think staying scripted really doesn't work so well. You want to just be spontaneous, feel the chemistry, wing it, feel it out, be yourself. Even if you stumble and fumble, it's cute if you like someone. It's a crush. You're not making a fool of yourself. So I think you just have to be yourself and take your attention off of, you know, trying to meet other guys. You know, put it on you, just being your wonderful self. And as you radiate joy and happiness and peace within yourself, you will welcome other people who want to share in that into your vibration, into your circle. They'll be attracted to you. So it's not about trying to get something from other people that you don't have. I'm trying to get love from you. I don't have it. I need it. I need something outside of me. It's not about that because you don't have a deficit. You already have self-love. Coming from that wonderful place of self-love, filling your own holes makes you much more dynamic. So those are my thoughts. I hope you enjoyed them. Stay tuned. Come back to AskAngelo.com for more. And be sure to check out my new book that has many, many more tips on how to meet men and relationship advice, straight acting, gay men, masculinity, and finding true love. That's all for now. Thank you for listening. For now, I'm out.